what's up? Once again, you are on another episode of Set Your Game Up. I'm Blake 206 with DCI and Word Case the Engineer. I guess we're going to do what you've been playing. So, what you guys been playing? What you been playing, DCI?
God of War Ascension, man. It's good. Good. I just got it Saturday, so. Everything about it is good. Multiplayer is tight. That co-op, the Trial of the Gods, that's a lot of fun.
What you been playing?
Go ahead.
Are you done? You're not done?
Yeah.
Go on. What you been playing, Worst K?
Shoot, not too much, man.
You been playing these brides.
That's yeah, you know, I was just about to say that. You ain't had to take it out of my mouth. Yeah. Look, I ain't gonna lie. I went to Miami. I've been having some crazy nights in Miami. Yeah. You know, some out of control nights. You know, and I ain't really been playing nothing, so maybe next week you guys will get something out of me. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah,
you know?
You're playing these brides.
Worst case, be playing.
Pressing they buttons, messing with they joysticks. Well, I guess.
What? Oh, wow, that's foul, man. That is so foul. I'm deleting that, man. I ain't messing around with that. But anyway,
that's good. I had to mess up. But like, yeah.
I just been messing with these brides and stuff like that. And you know, I've been hanging out and stuff. You know, so you know, it's just been just like that. You know, out in the MIA, man. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all. You know, anybody out there in the MIA, just let me know, man. I see y'all the spots.
Yeah, if you wanna sit out there and get drunk all day and lay butt naked in the sun, and
oh man,
all spots to do it here.
You already know, man.
Yeah, you already know, man.
You know.
You already know.
So I ain't really been playing much, honestly. I'm gonna be real with you guys. So, you know, maybe next week.
I'm playing these rods. So I'm playing about the same thing. I've been playing God of War since you. Yeah, I think that's the only game. Really. Oh no, I played some Payday. Me and Blip were playing Payday. And I got some new stuff out, and I played Marvel Pinball. Because I've been playing that. So I haven't really played a lot. You know, I've been on and off of God of War.
Oh, yeah, we also played some 2K. 13. Foul ass 2K.
Oh, man. Woo! So, let's tell our shameful story of the week, shall we?
I don't know. Yeah, there's just so much. So many.
You know, anybody watches basketball. Okay, how tall is your character? 6'4", DCI?
Oh, he's 8. 6'8"? Yeah.
Okay, so he's 6'8". I'm 6'6" on my game. And Samish is like 6'2 or 6'4 or something like that, right? You got this short motherfucker, Chris Duwan, who out-rebounded us by 5 times somehow. And he's a deep bench player. Like he's like a 12th man or something. So, and a blacktop. That's so shameful.
Man, what about that center? We had him playing that center
Dannenberg, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Sitting up there playing like a point guard. He ran into the rim. He ran, drove in. And then he did like a behind the leg pass, no look, whatever. To another person, like, when you know centers do stuff like that, come on now, come on, not him. I'm out of here, it's corny. You know, if you guys gonna play Blacktop Online against computer, you gotta have patience. Just gotta have patience, because it's really annoying at times.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't think that did anything to anybody. I don't think anybody's even listening to this. But y'all want to talk about your? You guys want to listen to? Just put on the comment thing if you were listening to that basketball 2K stuff. And, you know, your what's it called? So we'll see. Now, I will say this. Speaking about Payday the Heist, they got Payday the Heist 2 coming out. And, man, they're supposed to have, like, 20 missions up in there. Like, 20 missions in Payday the Heist, too. Oh, my God. I got to get that game. I got to buy that game when it comes out. I'm going to pay for it. I still like one. You know? I like Payday the Heist one. And, you know, it's
who's listening to that?
What? Listen. Oh, people like Payday the Heist.
Who's listening to that? You just put in the comment whether you're listening to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you
not.
Listen. Yeah, Payday the Heist is good. I want that Payday the Heist too. I'm going to end up getting that.
I think it's 30 missions.
Is it?
And I think when you do a mission, it comes out differently. Like every time you play a mission.
So you can do a sneak one or you can do all out run and gun. So I think you can do different, because I saw a video on it and you can do different stuff. I know they were robbing a jewelry store, and you could go in the back window, and your character can have different, like, they do different. One guy can be his specialty is messing with electronics and hacking stuff and doing, you know, everybody has a specialty, you know, or you can make your character have that specialty when you level up. But what is up with M4G? M4G never gets up when, you know, is M4G working right now? Because it ain't working for me.
Shoot, let me look.
But that's one thing. Now, the payday the heist is
and Xboxers will be able to
finally play it.
Play it too. Well, at least not the first one, of course, but if they let's say have a PC, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Play it too.
So you'll be able to do that. What else? What else news? The length of The Last of Us. The length of The Last of Us, they were talking about like 12 to 18 hours or something like that. It all depends on if you want to go sell or you know, a whole play.
That's about 4 or 5 hours longer than most of these action games.
So you'll be
Yeah, that's just not loading.
Yeah, it's not. That's what it is. It's The Last of Us. Speaking of going back to God of War, you can play that Last of Us campaign. Every time you go there now, it's like 75. It says 75 days. You know, you can do the demo of The Last of Us, but.
How is it? I mean, you guys played it?
The Last of Us isn't on there yet. You gotta
There's a space for it, but then it has a countdown meter until when you can play.
Oh, until the release. Oh, okay.
It's a countdown. Yeah, but we have to wait for when we can play the demo, because we get first access to the demo. People that buy God of War have first access to the demo. So when we do that, we'll download it or whatever when it comes out. But I don't know what the demo. We going to start from the same thing that happened. They showed at E3 or, you know. And, right. Yeah. Did they have Last of Us at PAX?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. We just didn't play it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They had it. It was in a movie theater. That's right. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, now I'm going to say this. PAX East is looking pretty good right now. It is looking pretty. And usually PAX East is kind of, you know, and because it's in between, I mean, right before E3, so PAX East. But it doesn't look bad. You get to play a Unreal Engine 4 game, and then you got, I think you get to talk to Ken Levine or something like that, or something. It said PAX East asked Ken Levine anything, and won a free copy of the game to boot. My guess is, this is just a guess. If they have anything at BioShock at PAX East, I'm thinking they're going to give out BioShock Infinite if you go to the thing out for free. I think they're going to give it out. I think they're giving it out for free at PAX East. That's just a guess. Because it'll be out. And I think they're going to give it out for free if you go to it.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody from there speaks. You know. And then, what is it? Blizzard's going to show Diablo 3 for the console. at PAX East. Capcom's announcing something at PAX East. And then, I guess IGN is having a party at PAX East. So, you know, it doesn't look bad this time around to me. I'm just like, okay, that's but there's only four things. But, you know, it's kind of, because usually don't, I mean, usually that's next month. Usually at PAX Prime by this time, we know where everything's coming out. Don't we know who's going to be there and who's going to, by this time, don't we, a month before?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe, but it doesn't look bad. It doesn't look bad. PAX East. So if you can get there, get there. You know, I don't think it's
play
gonna
some
be
games,
that.
You know, walk
yeah.
around, have a good time, get some swag.
Mm-hmm. Get a whole bunch of stuff. Me,
take
just,
pictures of it. Put them on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Me, I'm just gonna get. I'm trying to wait till PAX Prime. So I'm just heading to PAX Prime. But I don't know. PAX East doesn't seem that bad this year. So if you guys are going, head on out there. And, you know, it'd be cool for y'all. If you've never been to a show and wanted to go to something that has, you know, video game related, it's more than video game related. But, you know, head to PAX and see what's happening out there.
I think every gamer should at least go to one of these events in their lifetime, at least one.
Mm-hmm.
They plan a vacation around it or something, you know, especially if you've never been to the city before. You know, just go out there. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, you should go to one at least. Try to go to something. Yeah. Try to.
Just don't go to Seattle. You'll come back with depression.
No one wants to hear that. No. No one wants to hear that. All you got to do is take vitamin D tablets. You okay if you come up here, man?
It's not even. I don't really. I don't know. I mean,
they delayed Bioshock. Oh God.
Yeah. It's not like it's Miami. You know.
I'm gonna kill myself.
I think I'm gonna jump off the Space Needle.
Yeah. But anyway, it's not like it's Miami and cats is running around just. He's got cocaine everywhere. It's the coca capital. Running around cocaine out. You know, cats are chopping up cocaine with their boxes of Halo and stuff.
Then
sniffing it up with 7-Eleven straws and snorting it up, I mean, with 7-Eleven.
Nah, you do it with dollar bills, man. You roll up the dollar bill and
yeah.
you sniff it through
I wouldn't doubt it. You know something about that down there. I mean, cocaine.
Oh yeah,
cocaine,
I already know.
I'd rather have something that I can get cured from, like a tiny bit of depression, and mess around and then cocaine, coca capital.
Jeez, I'm gonna, that's your opinion.
Bathtub hanging out there, put a chainsaw to
you. I'm telling you, like Scarface, and if like Scarface,
you go up there.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys haven't tried it, man, go sniff cocaine off a broad's ass. I mean, it's just a nice, fat, round ass.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. You know, and trust me, you won't regret it.
That's worst case. And, you know, having his old Haitian orgies out there down there.
Haitian? I don't know about no Haitians. I don't know about that.
Haitian orgies down there.
I ain't no Haitian. I ain't never hung around no Haitian like that. So
you're going around, messing around. You know, if you guys ever see Worst Case at a event, tell him to take off his shoes, and then you'll really know the real Worst Case. Take off his shoes.
Oh boy.
No.
Anyway. Yeah. You ain't gonna...
Take off your shoes, man. Feet. Oh man, that's messed up. Your feet looking like pot scrapers. That's it.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Brillo pad. Brillo pad.
Nothing like
copper
that.
Copper pot scraper.
Hey, like I said, y'all think I'm playing? I will school y'all in basketball with no shoes on. Bet that.
Mm-hmm.
Bet that.
That is a shame. People say that dime is the hardest substance on the planet.
Then you got worse.
They don't know. They really don't know. They really
even got that traction, those athletic shoes traction under the bottom of his feet.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame. He got feet like hobbits, like on the hobbit feet. All right, let's get back to games, man. Guys, yeah. Sit up here and start. You guys, people are like, man, these guys, they're off track. Yeah, we are. This not that there hasn't been that much happening in video games though right now, except for there's been rumors about Microsoft. Some people are saying that they might pull a April when they show their stuff. You know, when they show the next Xbox or this, that, but the rumors about the Xbox do not sound pretty. They just don't. And the thing is, Microsoft's not denying anything. And
oh.
Well, there was an article that was released like the other day. It said something about don't expect the next Xbox to be like, you know, game focused,
right,
or something like that.
It's gonna be more media. And if it is, they DOA. But look at, you know,
and. You heard it here first, too, by the way, because you've been saying that for a while.
DOA. They don't have no games. I mean, this, and I'm going to say this. I don't care what nobody. If all they have for first-party stuff is some stupid Kinect, Gears, Halo, Forza, they're dead. They're dead. No new IPs? No new IPs. I mean, if they have, like, one, maybe we'll see. But if they don't have any new IPs, Gears, Halo, Forza... And what you call it, I think, is dead anyway. The one that Peter Molyneux made up. What you call Fable?
Oh, Fable. Yeah, once he left, it was
yeah. After he's gone, it's probably a dead series now. So, you know.
Yeah, they haven't announced anything, you know, about Fable at all. They haven't even talked about it.
No, the rumor is Fable's going to be an MMO. That's the rumor. The rumor is Fable's an MMO. That's a rumor. I don't know if that's true.
Paying for Xbox Live, then pay. You know, it's not going to be a free to play MMO.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know what is, I don't know what's going on with Microsoft, but it's, I don't know. It's just, I mean, if they don't do it in April and they wait, because there's some rumors that they might wait in just till E3. If they do, that means they don't have none. You know, in my opinion, I think they're just like, well, we can wait till what you call it, because we don't have as much to show. And I think Sony didn't show any. I think Sony's was okay, but it wasn't great. But they didn't show as much as they could have. And I think when E3 comes, they're just going to come out all guns blazing, you know, to show the PS4. And I think that's what they're going to do. All guns blazing, PS4. And they're just going to blow it away. They're going to blow cats away. But let's get Nintendo. Man. That Wii U is, wow, dead. It's like, they got that Lego City Undercover game coming out. It's not going to sell no systems. I don't think it's going to sell a system. But the games that sell systems is going to be, I mean, there's people that don't even know that the system exists. People don't even know what a Wii U is. They didn't explain it right. These guys don't know what they're doing. They didn't explain it right. They didn't. People think that the pad you can add to a Wii, you know. Be serious, man.
That'd be funny.
They do.
Like, why isn't this working? It'll make no sense. It says Wii on the gamepad and on the Wii. It should be compatible.
I don't know. People don't know, man. One. Two, I think a lot of people just don't care. Three, you don't see no commercials out at all. I haven't seen a Wii U commercial.
I have.
At all. I haven't seen one. I haven't seen one.
I've seen one.
And what game are they showing?
Shoot, man.
There you go.
I don't
Look,
know.
What game are they showing? Well, they showing the pad. They showing the pad, and people are probably like, man, I already have an iPad. Why do I need that? You know, why can't I just use my iPad on it? I'm telling you, man, they don't explain it. One, they don't explain it right. Two, Nintendo's fucking up bad. Three, they need to make some new IPs. Because this stuff is getting real serious, you know, and if they want the older crowd, they better figure something out. I keep telling cats this: if they want Zelda, has to be pushed to a T. Now, I ain't say mature; I say a T. Now instead of E for everyone, it needs to be a T. Metroid, keep it on T. Mario stuff and all that stuff, keep it the way it is. But then they need to make a new IP. Because I'm telling you, they don't know. I think they don't know what they're doing. I just think and people are like, well, they made so much money from the Wii that they could sit on there, you know, said nobody. They can't, because the reason why, they're losing money. You forget, when you're hemorrhaging money, that's like saying, man, I got enough blood in my body, I can cut myself and just let myself bleed. What? You gonna let yourself bleed? That doesn't make it's nonsense. That's stupid. Makes no sense. But whatever.
Do you even think that they're if they came out with a new Zelda, a new Donkey Kong or Mario, even though they already have a new Mario, but you think if they came out with those games like soon that they would sell systems?
Yeah, look, this is my opinion. This is what I think is going to happen at either. Look, the only way Nintendo can somewhat save themselves is if they show the games and the games come out like a month and a half later. Because if you think about it, E3's in June. By the time they take Nintendo likes to show a game and then they say, well, it's coming out in such and such window. That's what they do all the time. In such and such window. Okay, by the time they come out, people will be thinking about the new Xbox and the new PS4 and just wait till September, October, November, whatever, and just do it like that. You know, they have to jump on it right now or they're dead. I just don't, because if the new systems come out, nobody's buying a Wii U. Nobody. They won't be able to compete. They won't be able to compete. Especially with and then they got, what game did they got? What game is that? Bayonetta and all this. They got Bayonetta 2 coming out on there. And I don't even think that's going to be a good selling game for them. I just don't. Because their crowd, the people that buy Nintendo products, don't do it. They even came out with an article. Who was it? Was it Ubisoft that said, Nintendo fans are all just all talk? You know, didn't they say? Yeah, they said they're just all talk because they didn't buy. It was Activision that did that because they didn't buy Black Ops. Now, let's say it was Black Ops, and Black Ops is tiring. You know, so you know, Call of Duty is tiring to me, but you know, whatever. I could see people on Nintendo not buying Call of Duty because they already got it on the other two systems. So. That being said, I can see that. I don't know. What do you guys think of this whole Nintendo fiasco?
Well, people heard my opinions last week, you know, and you know, I feel the same way. You know, I need to do something. I walked into a store yesterday, like a Best Buy, and there was plenty of Wii U's on the show.
Yeah.
Like nowhere near as scarce as it was when it was original Wii. So
I don't even think it. Oh yeah, with the original Wii. Yeah. But we told cats that when we went to PAX and nobody was really playing the Wii U. Nobody was playing the Wii U. For that zombie game, I was just like, man, nobody's really messing with this thing. I said, they've got thing on it. Huh? Go on.
I think just about every game was easy to get to there.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about for the Wii U. Wii U.
Yeah, No, I don't see it. I just don't see it. I don't see how they're, I don't see it, man. There's no way. But, what else? Do you guys, I don't know.
M4G's not working.
No, it's not. I just don't know, man. I do.
Well, Nintendo, though, I think they need to,
Wow.
They need to change their presentation too. When they it's not gonna sell a whole bunch of systems off the bat to do it. But they need to change how the public perceives them too.
Mm.
I think so. I think they might have to start doing that too. Might bite the bullet and change their maybe come across a little more mature.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having Mario flying around everywhere and having a Nintendo logo, just maybe change it up a little bit. Try to make it come across like they're trying to cater to everyone, because you can't tell if Nintendo's trying to be next gen by their presentation. You just can't.
I think it's
like, how you gonna say, "Oh, we're trying to get hardcore gamers to buy our system," but then have Mario flipping everywhere.
Right. This, oh man, I just don't get it.
Might have to grow up. I know they don't want to do that, but they might have to grow up. Seriously, you have to grow up. You're going to have to grow up. Like, even how you people perceive you, you're going to have to grow up, too. Have a more mature outlook and presentation.
Man, it's
that's real.
This is a shame. It's a straight shame that they're doing that. They do this, man. I don't know what's going on. But Nintendo needs help. They need some help bad.
It doesn't matter because Michael Pachter thinks Xbox is going to win next generation anyway.
Yeah, well, that's the opposite. Usually when he says something, it's the opposite. So that means Sony's going to win. Because he pulled that stunt. I think last generation he said Sony was going to win and Microsoft kind of was pulling. But then Microsoft still ain't going to end up in third place at the last bit. But I don't know, man. I just don't know.
Being a TV tuner and having Skype is going to do it. At least that's what he says.
Skype. We're on Skype right now. What makes a difference of being on Skype right now? And being on your Xbox. I mean, get out of here. Get out of here. Because
there's a rumor that the chat is going to be replaced by Skype.
I don't.
Oh, Lord. But anyway.
It makes no sense to me.
So two un-game related features is going to make it win next generation in a gaming market.
Mm-hmm. It's I don't see it. I really don't see it. But who knows? Who knows? I don't know. I'm just so tired of this Nintendo thing. Microsoft's doing their I just got a feeling Microsoft is pulling this stunt. I think it's gonna be bad. Why you play that? Just so somebody can hear it?
I'm not playing that.
Right. Nigga. That's a shame. You put it right up to the mic.
I just got off the phone. What you think? I'm gonna get off the phone to throw it across the room or something like that? Is that you think I do?
Yeah, throw it on the bed.
No, you just grab it and say, "Shut up."
I'm sitting on the bed.
Going in the chair.
Man, whatever. Anyway.
Okay. Now this is what I want to talk about. Man, Sony patching that Bros Before Hoes trophy.
This is so foul.
Why do they do that? Man, that's stupid. Bros Before Hoes trophy. They patched it. But, you know, I'm like, man, this is stupid. They're fighting these brides and bros before hoes. I mean,
I wouldn't even.
Then Adam Sessler went off about it. Yeah, I did. Bros before hoes. Bros, you know, that's a bad trophy. It's bad for so her. I mean, man, where were you at when they were screaming about minorities in games? Where were you at when they were screaming about more minorities in the gaming genre? Were you up in arms about that?
Because he's trying to get laid, not having a black friend. That's why.
Yeah, you know. So why in the world would you talk about the trophy? It doesn't. Man, that trophy's. Who cares?
From what I heard, one of the female staff members at Santa Monica is the one who came up with the name for that trophy.
Right, a female came up with it.
So. Whatever, you know, this kind of stuff needs to stop. Needs to stop quick.
Yeah, see, you know what? I want something. You know, I want a black video game character, and I want him to do something, go into the library and read. And then you get a trophy for, it's called Negro Domus. You get a Negro Domus trophy.
That's so crazy.
Negro Domus. See, that's what you should get. But, you know, oh, my God, what about, you know, our Negro Domus, man.
Black lead character, right? And then you save the girl, right, at the end, which is sexist because, you know, you can't save women from danger. But, you know, you save the woman at the end, and she white, and then you get a trophy called, you know, Once You Go Black.
Yeah. said, damn, I love chocolate. Said, or why don't you make one, or why don't you make one for other folks, you know, make a gay character. And have the gay character, and then have a scene like it's in God of War, and then you get a trophy for he stuck my chocolate in my peanut butter. You know what? Cling. He stuck your chocolate in my peanut butter. Cling. Hey, got me a nice trophy. You know. That might be a trophy that some cats might be running for. Some cats are running away.
Work real hard to get that platinum.
Said, man, I stuff my chocolate in my peanut butter. Cling! Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have changed it. They just leave it like it is.
Yeah, these guys are so cool. You know whose podcast I was? Okay, I was listening to a podcast yesterday because I got it on. I downloaded it. I was listening to PSU's podcast. And, you know, I guess PSU's cute, cool, but their podcast is, woo, dry. And, you know, they do some stuff that just, man, I don't know. I mean, you guys listen to PSU's and give me your opinion. But, you know, it's kind of. I was listening to it. And I was just like, "Ooh, this podcast."
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. I fell asleep. I ain't gonna lie. I fell asleep.
I fall asleep during most podcasts.
Fall asleep during. There's people that cats used to listen to back in the day. They podcast is sleepy. You know.
Oh yeah.
Nighty night. I'm talking about. Nital will help you get your Z's back in the, you know, that's what it is.
Hey, no need to sleeping pill.
No, you don't need none. You don't need a sleeping pill at all. Just listen to that podcast.
About the
some of these other cats.
Hello,
sleep, but...
and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, gamers.
They should be playing. They should be playing that old school Tony intro. Lay your head on my pillow and just. Just relax, and you're like, you don't even hear the podcast. You just hear, that's all it is, man. They should be.
What you been playing? Oh, nothing much. I've been sleeping, man. I've been catching up.
That's what it is. Some people watch TV and let the TV watch them. Some people listen to podcasts and let the podcast. You know, that's what it is, man. I just Some cat podcasts, wow, they make me tired. They make me real sleepy. But, you know, what else is there to talk? There's not that much to talk about this week, is it?
Well, I don't think so.
There's nothing. I mean, BioShock Infinite comes out this month.
Just rumors.
Right.
Nothing real true yet. I mean, just...
Oh, the Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider sold 1 million in a couple hours?
48 hours, like
yeah.
2 days or something like that?
A couple hours. I mean, yeah, 48 hours. 2 days, couple days, I mean. Yeah, was it 2 days? Or it was quick, though. And I'm surprised. But then again, you know, I wouldn't doubt, and this is my opinion, that the majority was sold on the 360 right now because they ain't got nothing to play. So you guys sitting up there ain't got nothing to play. I wouldn't doubt it. The majority was sold on 360, so I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, we got to look at the numbers. We got to see what's happening. And now they confirmed
good reviews. I mean, people seem to like it at least.
Yeah. I mean, everybody. I don't think anybody on my list is messing with Tomb Raider, but everybody's got God of War. You know, they're playing it at different times, but everybody's got God of War. You know, so I'm just like, okay. But I haven't seen anybody with Tomb Raider on their list yet. So.
Me neither.
I seen one person. Shout out to Swift.
Yeah. Have you see a lot of people with God of War or no?
I haven't been on it, no, really.
Playing with joystick. Playing with joystick.
What?
But, Yeah. So, I guess this is what we'll do. How long we been going? This is gonna be short. How long?
I don't know because we had a 20 man. Hold on, probably about 30, 40 minutes at the most.
This is gonna be short. You guys gonna? This is gonna be a short one. We're gonna go into shout out. Set your game up. Okay. Worst case, you just shout out. Who you shout out?
Shout outs to Submish. Shout outs to Big Freezy. Shout outs to who else? I don't know, man. Shoot, JHT, you know who you are. I don't know how to say your name. JHTYGH, whatever his name is. Shout outs to Zadia.
Worst
case. Yeah, shout outs to Swift Epics. You know what I'm saying? Shout outs to the whole. Oh, who else? Swift Epics. Snake 00. Shout outs to you two. And shout outs to, you know, the whole Von Doom family. You know, we're taking over the whole world right here, you know? And that'll end my shout outs.
All right, DCI, who you shout out?
Esco, Blip, Malign, Yoshi the Shogun, G Money, Fokker, Lee Johnson, and DEO. Oh, Big Freezy. Yeah, Brick Freezer.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have no shout out because everybody shouted out stuff. So, all right. Let's see. Oh, no, we're going to do step your game up. Worst case, let's just step your game up.
Shoot. I ain't really been looking at no news and no step your game up, really.
No step your game up?
No, I've been looking at nothing.
What's your step your game up, DCI?
Yeah, it's going to have to be Sony. It's going to have to be step your game up for changing that trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Adam Sessler got his panties in a bunch about some stuff. I mean, you can't do shit like that anymore because then everyone thinks they complain about anything and change it. You know, already happened with Mass Effect 3, you know, the ending. And then if you keep complaining and then people, you know, see that you change it, then they'll complain about anything. And then, you know, expect you to change it right away. You know, gaming to me has never been something that's customizable unless it's the options. You know. So step your game up on that and that Last of Us demo shit. Because even though I knew I wouldn't be able to play the Last of Us demo, that's kind of tacky to have, you know, Last of Us early access. And then when you get to it, you have to wait a few months just to play it. You should have just gave us a code saying, hey, when it comes out, use this code and download it. But don't be, you know, having a little section in the game options, you know, where you can just go to it and look at the character sitting there and look at a countdown meter. That's tacky. Tacky.
Mm-hmm.
Step your game up.
I don't have a step your game up today because it's just step your game up day. So. 4, worst case, 4, DCI. I'm Blake 206, and take it easy.
We out.
Yeah. I'm gonna be a hell of a...